Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm Sam Legasic.
And I'm Dreadful Dan Gallagher. And we're two old buddies that have lived our life at the edge of the mainstream.
So come join us where things are a little odd.
This is the Oddcast.
You've got to believe.
It's alive! It's loose!
This earth of yours will be reduced to a burned out cinder.
Hi everybody, welcome to Oddcast, movies, music and gaming. And here with me is Dreadful Dan. Hi Dan.
Hello Sam, how are you doing today?
I'm good Dan, how are you?
Yeah, pretty damn great. Just enjoying life and all its challenges.
Well, exactly. Do you feel like busting out a quick improvised rap to shoot this episode
never.
Off?
Never, ever. All my raps are concerned with bodily functions. I don't think they'd be particularly suitable for the show.
Right.
Improv wordplay.
All my raps usually contain kind of, it's mainly food, like a fajita or a burrito, that kind of rap. It's the only raps that I'm familiar with. Well, Dan, today we're going to be talking about the PS1 classic, Parappa the Rapper.
Sense. Parappa the Rapper, cool subject, because I do remember this. And when I saw the visuals, it brought a lot flooding back. But the funny thing is, I can't remember actually playing the full game. Was it like there was a level on a demo disc or something?
Possibly. Demo discs were very much the thing, weren't they, back then?
Oh yeah, get your hands on some demo discs. Be having a whale of a time.
Yeah. God, I used
weekend
to love a demo
disc. Crate full of demo discs. Don't need to spend £20 on a game.
Exactly. Yeah, it's true though. You could go through like I remember like some of those demo discs were made where it's just like one level or something of like the top games or whatever. You'd be like, "This is amazing." Yeah, Dan, it might have been on a demo disc. If not, it should have been. But yeah, tell me what you remember about Parappa the Rapper, and then I'll give you a little bit of me, and then you'll get into the meat of it.
I just remember he was a fun and kooky kind of guy. He reminds me a bit of Rude Dog and the Dweebs.
Yeah. More of the Dweebs than Rude Dog, I'd say. Because Rude Dog was actually like, he looked like Vivian Westwood or something.
Yeah. He had a little bit of edge, Rude Dog. Mm. You can imagine him like on a bad day being a little bit intimidating.
Yes.
But Parappa the Rapper, absolutely not. He was just, he's just laid back, cool kind of guy. I just remember it was like very wacky for the time. I think now there's like more of that kind of like thing in mainstream culture through like Cartoon Network and Adult Swim and just like Japanese culture, I suppose. But at the time it felt like super kind of kooky, weird, creative, funny, like really like offbeat sense of humor. And I don't know about the gameplay. Like, again, to me, I hadn't played many games like that. So it felt quite novel. But looking back, it feels like just an expansion of that little bit from Toe Jam and Earl 2 when you had to like go A, B, C, Boom Clap or Shaka. They'd be like, hey, Toe Jam, can you do this funky beat for a coin?
That's right, yeah.
So it's kind of just like that, but with a cool narrative and probably a little bit more challenging.
Yes. So yeah, it's kind of like my experience. I remember getting it and thinking, "This is." I liked the style. I liked the fact that it was just so colourful and bright and weird and strange. And it's very much like, you know, it was like a Nintendo game on the PlayStation, but it was about a little rapping dog. But the main thing was the gameplay thing, which was, you know, doing it to the beat and all this. And it was kind of the first like proper like rhythm game. So all your Guitar Heroes and Rock Bands, whatever, kind of followed this formula in a sense, especially where it's like, because at the top of the screen, you see the icons and you see it kind of, the bar kind of like move through.
Yeah.
And you've got to get it.
Scrolling timelines. Sort of thing.
Yeah. Exactly. And you've got to get it, you know, in time with that. And this was kind of like the first proper game that I can think of or know about or experienced, I should say, that did that. And that was a big deal. That was a really big deal. And yeah, and obviously like the Guitar Heroes and the Rock Bands and all this stuff became huge. But at that time, like it was unheard of. So should we get into it?
Yeah. How are we going to get into it? Bit of background?
Yeah, so I'll give a bit of background.
Who made this game?
So this, who made it? Who the hell made this? So this was developed by Nana Onsha. They were the company, and it was released in 1996 in Japan, worldwide in 1997. It came out, it was a little bit cheaper. So like normal PlayStation games are $50, basically. This was 40. So it kind of incentivized people to buy it. You know, the fact that it was about rapping, which was obviously the thing at that time as well. He's the hip hop hero, and it's all like, I gotta believe all this, like, you know, positivity kind of thing. It wasn't like bad rapping. This was like kid friendly rapping, like, you know, enjoy.
This is more old school. It's quite cool actually, because it feels a bit more like late 80s throwback. De La Soul and that kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Like all that kind of like, yeah, hip hop kind of.
Funky,
yeah, exactly
bright,
that. Yeah. Early neon. 90s, late 80s. Yeah. All that stuff. You're right. The game, you can still get it if you wanted to. So it's ported to the PSP in 2006, which I played it on as well, which is exactly the same as you can
nice.
Imagine. It was remastered for PS4 in 2017, but I think a few people had problems with it in terms of it wasn't syncing up right. And depending on people's systems now, you've got to make sure it's all synced up. So it wasn't quite as reactive, basically, it needed to be. And also, I think people were annoyed that the cutscenes in the middle weren't really upgraded. It was just the gameplay sections. There was a spin-off called Jammy Lammy, which came out next, which I played and also enjoyed. Yeah, and he had
maybe
a guitar.
That's what I ended up playing.
It's possible. Jammy Lammy is really good.
That.
Yeah. And then they did make Parappa the Rapper 2, which came out on PS2 in 2001, which I played. And I remember kind of thinking, oh, this isn't, it doesn't feel as good, maybe because it wasn't as fresh as before. And it even got its own anime series for a short period of time. Yeah, for like a year or something. So yeah, that's kind of a bit more of the background behind it. I mean, the mastermind behind it is a guy called Masaya Matsura. I hope I've said that right. and he found it. I think it's called, I think it's pronounced Sias. And if you listen to, that's the band that he was in. If you listen to it, it's quite, it's very nice. It's very kind of like ambient. It's got that kind of great 80s, kind of Tears for Fears-esque kind of synth sounds. I want to, but like the more ambient stuff, it's a bit like, I don't want to say Enya, but there were a few bands like that, which was, you know, a little bit...
esoteric.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, so they kind of did a bit of that. And then he made a game called Tuning Glue, which is for a console called, I think it's called Pippin or something, which no one had.
Cool but name. That, Tuning yeah. Glue.
Tuning Glue. And basically, if you look at it, it looks like a baby's toy on a screen almost. But what it actually is it's one of the first games that were about putting together sounds and loops and samples and stuff and basically kind of creating music in a very, very simplistic fashion. So that's quite cool. And then there was, he basically somehow met this guy called Rodney Allen Greenblatt, who was an artist. And he'd worked on some games before. He'd also done some stuff with They Might Be Giants, apparently. So, yeah, he was working with Sony already. He had a CD-ROM called Rodney's Fun Screen, I think, was one of them, which made me laugh. But it was during this time where it was like, multimedia, PC can do so much. Look at this. but I think all those were actually for a Mac. I think the reason for that is that Macs were better for typing in Japanese. So actually Macs were more popular in Japan.
Nice. Fact.
The word parappa is another fact for you. The word parappa is actually a variant of the Japanese, I believe, like paper or made of paper, something like that.
Right. So okay. And that parappa, makes sense.
Parappa, yes.
Because yeah, one of the things that's like visually striking about the game, first thing you notice really, is that they're all 2D, well, 3D, but they're flat.
Yes,
flat as a pancake, flapping around like leaves in the wind.
Yes, quite. So obviously it's very much that Rodney Allen Greenblatt style. And if you look at the other work he's done, hyper colorized, all these characters and stuff is quite cool. But yeah, exactly. It's these kind of like 2D characters in the 3D world. It's been done in things like Paper Mario, if you look at that, which is great as well. They've done the same kind of thing. But yeah, the vibe-wise, if you look at the kind of style and the artwork, whatever, in the game, it's very much that early 90s. There's an element of like Fresh Prince and, as we've said, like Toe Jam and Earl style stuff is in there. But yeah, very colourful, lot of style. So that's a bit of background. So yeah, the gameplay itself, as we said, it's kind of a rhythm thing, pressing the right buttons at the right time will be how he pronunciates the words, and you've got to make sure it's in time as much as possible. You have a thing that says cool, good, bad, awful, I think it is. And obviously you need to get through it. If you muck up two in a row, it goes down a level. If you get two in a row correct, it goes up a level. But you can't get cool, I don't think, until you've completed the whole game once. And then you can go back and get the cool ranking, which apparently gives you a different ending, but I haven't actually seen what this different ending is. But
that's quite good, isn't it, for repeated gameplay.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's a very short game. Really,
yeah, it's very short. And we'll come to that. So you've got... what's cool is that if you are basically screwing up a song and he goes down a level, like what happens on screen and all this stuff changes. So like Rock Band, if you miss notes, you start hearing like, whatever. With this, you're hearing like random noises, but also like the people on the screen. Like, so for instance, there's one bit where you're driving a car, the car will start like steering everywhere along the road, or bits of it might disappear and things like that, rather than driving in a straight line. So it's quite nice how it's like things are affecting what you're seeing on screen, depending on how you're doing as well.
Like little warning shots.
Yeah. It's like as if it's kind of affecting the actual story. It's not just about, you know, it's having some kind of impact on what's going on around you. And yeah, so that's basically the gameplay mechanic of the whole thing. Just press the buttons in the right order. It's quite simple. But there is a story. There's a story behind it.
What's that story?
The story is basically Parappa the Rapper, who, as we've said, is like a very, very sweet, very earnest young man without being too much of a wet blanket. He is in love with Sunny Funny, who is basically a flower, a walking flower. And they're all different types. And that's what I quite like, is that it's just fucking weird, basically. It's just really strange.
Yeah. It's great the first time you see them and you're like, that one's just a flower.
Yeah.
And then she's called Sunny Funny. And he's going, oh, she's so beautiful. I love her.
I love her. She's the love of my life. So it's very clear what's going on right from the off. But yeah, they go to the cinema and he basically says that he fancies her. And they're watching this thing about a superhero and the music is fucking great, just in that intro song. It's really good. I'll tell you what, let's have a quick listen to it. So yeah, it's like this weird, like, how would you describe it? It's like a Devo song almost or something like that.
Yeah. It sounds a bit like, I know we bang on about him all the time, but it sounds a bit like Ariel Pink.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Doing a Devo song. But that melody's familiar as well. Da, 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 da. I can't quite place it, but...
Yeah, I don't know. It's good. It does sound familiar that you said it like that, actually. Yeah, it's quite funny, but yeah. So they watch this superhero thing, and it's kind of like, tween or whatever you want to call it, like drama thing of what's kind of going on. They're eating burgers after the cinema. And then what I love here is that there's two bullies basically who are human.
Yeah.
Like just some normal guys who want to go out with Sunny and they threaten the others or something. And then all of a sudden this superhero flies in, but he's not actually, this is what's kind of so abstract and Japanese and weird. He's not actually a superhero. He's this guy called Joe Chin. He basically is like a stocky blonde prep boy or whatever, but he's got the face of a dog, even though he's got this like perfectly blonde hair. And they start having like a dialogue between them or whatever. And as they're doing that, it's quite cool because all the words kind of come up on the screen. It just basically covers up everything. And they're like, this is boring. Let's go.
Yeah. This made me laugh so much because it's just a great little visual joke. Joe Chin, he's so into himself. He's just going on, like, bragging about all of his prowess and what he's going to do to beat up the bullies. And they just, like, use all these speech bubbles and it just bombards the whole screen. And they're able to, like, slip out from behind them. Really, really cool, really inventive. I love that.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's a nice little stylistic thing kind of going on there. And then Parappa basically sits there and he's like, I want to be a hero. So now we have these bits. And I'm never sure if they're like supposed to be like, is this all in his head kind of thing? Like, is this a weird fantasy? Because it sets it up like it's a fantasy sequence or a dream.
Yeah.
But then all this stuff is actually happening as well. It's really strange. But this is where we go to, I think it's called the Fruits Dojo. And this is a man. It's a man with an onion for a head. He's going to teach him. He's going to teach him, well, karate, I guess. They do a rap together. So let's have a listen to this first song. This is the first stage. It's all in the mind. If you want to test me, I'm sure you'll find the things I'll teach you. Be sure to beat you. Nevertheless, you'll get a lesson from teacher. Now kick. Kick. Punch. Punch. Jump. Tap. Block. Block. Once more now, kick. Kick. Punch. So that was the Chop Chop Master Onion rap.
Yeah. That's great.
It's quite a nice, simple one to get started with. It's just like chop. Kick, whatever. Yeah. So you're just in these one button presses and it makes it, it kind of ups the difficulty a little bit.
I like when it's quite explain it's about to get harder though. It's like, let's make it small challenging.
Yeah.
Get a lesson from teacher.
Yeah. And it's a very like, and this is the kind of tone throughout the whole thing, these kind of like fun little hip hop kind of rap bits. Yeah, but it's a fairly, it's not, I wouldn't say, I'd be interested to find out basically at the end if you had a favorite of these stages. But yeah, I just love the character of the Onion guy. It really sticks in my head.
Yeah.
How he looks. It's just slightly insane.
He's so brilliant. Weird. I love him.
He is brilliant. So after he successfully is able to learn karate and be a superhero, I guess. Yeah, exactly. yeah, you basically are now eating donuts and they want to go to the beach, him and his mates, but they need a car. Then they see this crazy stretch limo appear and it's now Chin, this guy Chin driving.
Joe Chin.
And he's hitting on the girls, which is a bit weird because these girls literally, I mean, like one is a flower. Like she looks so, they've made her purposely look so young and he looks like about a 40-year-old man or something. It's really strange. He reverses this like massive limo, stupidly long limo, crashes and just drives away. And then Parappa imagines having his own car so he can drive Sonny around. So he's like, right, I've got to take my driving test. And this is where we get to the next stage, which is the driving test. And this is, and let me get this right, I think it's Inspector Mussolini's car rap. So let's have a quick listen to that.
All right, we're here, just sitting in the car. I want you to show me if you can get far. Step on the gas.
Step on the gas.
Step on the brakes.
Step on the brakes.
Now step on the gas.
Step on the gas.
Dan, what do you think about Instructor Mussolini?
She's kind of scary. She spends the whole time with that horrible grimace on her face. Even though it's like a jolly song, she's just going, step on the gas. She still looks like she's about to bite your head off.
Yeah. What do you think about the song?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
It's not as fun as the previous one. This is a bit more mid-tempo, kind of just, I mean, it is a driving kind of tune, isn't it, really?
I mean, I found it quite weird. It sounds like almost like a fairground, like piano playing.
Yeah.
Thing. It's really strange, but I quite like what they've done to it in a really weird way. It doesn't feel right, and that's what I quite like about it. But yeah,
it's feels fun. Like a it's bit certainly of a, fun.
Yeah, up tempo, jolly beat. So he passes, if you've succeeded that, he passes his test, he gets his license. Basically, he takes his dad's car by the looks of it. Then he imagines him and Sonny in front of a sunset. And then he realizes he's asleep and he crashes. And somehow gets launched into space and comes back down and the car's fallen apart. So now he needs to pay for a new car. Or I think it, I think the immediate thing is to pay for the fix the car, but I think he then ends up buying a new car. But that's a bit of a spoiler, because now we're going to go into the flea market to meet Prince Flea Swallow. And we're going to have Prince Flea Swallow's rap. Let's have a little listen to that.
In the flea market so early. I've been working here since my mama was a baby. Just because the rhythm is slow, that don't mean that you can't flow. In the rain or in the snow,
in the rain or in the snow,
got the funky flow.
All you ever need is to be nice and friendly.
Yeah, well, exactly. Especially when it comes to this green chap. Dan, what do you think about this guy, Prince Flea Swallow?
I love him. He's a fantastic racial stereotype.
Yes.
But a fun one. And yes. A positive one.
Yes.
I mean, his song, I suppose, what would you call it? It's kind of like a dance hall number. It's like got a Jamaican kind of vibe, patois going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually quite a good tune. I quite like it. Major Lazer should have been doing stuff like this on their second album instead of turning into a joke.
Yeah, this Rasta Frog. I just love the, I know he's a bit of a stereotype, but at the same time, I'm like, I like it.
Yeah.
Like, especially as like a kid. It's like, you don't meet many stereotype. Rasta Frogs. Yeah.
Yeah. I love the market nice. As well.
Yeah.
There's just, like random skunks hanging around.
Yeah. Yeah, they do like a little, when it opens to the level, they kind of show you some little bits that's actually like dotted around.
Definitely some like ganja smoking paraphernalia sitting around here.
Oh, really?
If you pause it, maybe they're like pumps, but they look a lot like pipes. And he's got his heavy eyelids that you'd expect to see on a frog, but also expect to see on someone's like high.
Yes.
And he's got his kind of like pimp hat on.
Nice. Bit baked.
Yeah.
Excellent. oh God. So he's got his car. Now it's Sonny's birthday. They play like a game called Janken Pon or something, which is basically like rock, paper, scissors about who's going to do what. I don't know. That bit was weird, but maybe it's a Japanese thing. So basically it ends up the rapper has to get the cake. And he's in a cake shop, he's choosing, and he gets a cheap one because he can't afford the big expensive one. And then Joe Chin comes out and he's got this huge cake that goes into like the sky, into space. And he says what each level of the cake represents in this relationship he has with Sonny, which again is a bit weird. I was like, this is grooming on another level. Very strange. And then as he's kind of walking off, he pushes poor old Parappa, who lands in his like cute daisy cake, and he's like, oh no. And his mate tells him off and says like, oh, you're supposed to get the cake, you haven't done it. So he goes and he watches a cooking show and he decides to make a seafood cake. Dan, you were going to say something. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I like that he buys the daisy cake, which costs $22. But he's been thinking about buying the total love cake, which is like $437.
Yeah.
He spends ages deliberating. And then the next scene is like, he's imagining giving her the daisy cake.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, good choice, my man.
Exactly. It all goes a bit tits up, and he has to do this seafood cake, which is just disgusting.
That sounds rank.
And he watches, it's called like the cheap cooking show or whatever, which is hosted by Big Chicken. So let's have a listen to that and then we'll have a talk about it. This is Cheap, the cooking chicken.
Every single day, stress comes in every way. I ain't got no time for nobody. My style is rich, dope, fat, and witch. We'll make a cake today that looks rich. Crack, crack, crack the egg into the bowl. Crack, crack, crack the egg into the bowl. M-I-X the flour into the bowl. M-I-X the flour into the bowl. Crack, crack, crack the egg into the bowl.
Guaranteed to catch your heart. Did this song speak to your heart, Sam?
Well, what I quite like about the song is that if you take away the fact that it's purposefully being spoken, being rapped by like an old Martha Stewart type woman thing going on, is that it's actually like the most typical kind of rap track of the lot, hip-hop track, I should say, same rap.
Yeah.
Hip-hop track of the lot. The way it uses the sample, it's got like a, you know, way it uses the, you know, the brass or whatever, like a bit of the jazzy stuff or whatever, and playing around with that. This is a very hip-hoppy kind of sounding song. Apart from the fact that, you know, you don't normally get posh old women rapping on top of it. What I quite like about this one as well is that the worse you do, if you do badly, she will come out of like the TV to the side and watch you do it. And then if you're doing really badly, her head will go red and she'll start like flapping at you. And then basically if you lose, she'll pop an egg out of her thing and it hatches. And the little chick has a go at you. It's quite funny.
Out of her thing. We need to have a conversation about the birds and the bees.
Yeah, well, just about chicken specifically, out of wherever it goes in that kind of chicken, a chicken vagina, or whatever's there. I don't know if it poops them. I don't know how many holes a chicken has around in that area. Let alone a 2D chicken. Dan, what do you think about this level? Stage.
Yeah, pretty much agree with what you said there. Enjoyed it. I like that, you know, it's a bit funkier than the other ones. A little bit of funk in your heart while you're cooking a fish cake.
Exactly. The idea of a seafood cake in itself is completely disgusting.
Absolutely, absolutely. But at this point, it's starting to sort of fit into the logic of the game, right? I'm just like, yeah, absolutely. Make a fish cake with a great big giant chicken. Why not?
Exactly. It is definitely odd. So he goes to sleep after making his cake, if you've succeeded to make the cake. And he goes to the picnic. You see Joe Chin in the background fall over with his massive cake. So I guess he never gave it. Never gave it to Sonny. And then you and Sonny watch the sunset and it's all getting a bit romantic. And then this next bit is so fucking weird and great in Japanese and I love it. Because you basically, your stomach starts churning and you basically need to go for a poo. And he's looking into the sky and all the clouds and birds are turning into toilets. But the thing is, whilst this is happening, she's saying how manly he looks as he's like standing there, like grimacing, trying not to poo himself. She's getting turned on by it, thinking that he looks like really like manly, like as if he's like angry or like, you know.
She's like, I've never seen him look this way before.
Yeah, exactly. It's so fucking weird. So they're in the car and they listen to some music, which is like its own little song. You have to do anything over. And again, he's like, I need to pull over for gas and find a toilet or whatever and all this stuff, which he does. And then he sees the people in the queue who are waiting for the toilet as well. And it's all his previous teachers that we've just met along the way. So now the idea is basically you're doing a rap battle with each of these to try and jump your way forward to the queue so you can go have a poo.
What's great is this one's called Full Tank.
Yeah, exactly. Full Tank. Not just, he makes a little thing, a note about like, oh, the tank is empty, but I've got a full tank. No, wait, I'm so confused or whatever. Let's have a listen to it. So this is the All Masters rap.
I need to go just as bad as you. What I had this morning, I don't even want to say to you. Kick, punch, turn, and chop the door. Kick, punch, turn, and chop the door. Or I will fall.
This is brilliant. I love that each master in turn, you get a slightly different song and all their lyrics kind of hark back to what they were talking about in the previous levels. So Onion Head, he's like, kick, punch, chop the door. He's like, what I had this morning, I don't even want to say to you. Oh man. Yeah. He looks seriously distressed.
Yeah. I sympathize with what's going on here. But I like the way he's just forcefully kind of wrapping his way to the front. I'd say, like, this is probably my favorite song out of all of them, maybe. It's almost like a best of, I guess.
But well, also yeah, just, I'd say you get a little bit of each style. Because the basic song is, like, just built on a kind of bass line with some scratching, some, like, 90s scratching.
Mm.
And then for each character, they just add in a little bit of whatever that associated sound is. So, yeah,
mm.
it is. It's like the proper mega mix.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, it's fun. I just love the way it's just all about Needham and Pooh. It's great.
All of them.
So insane.
I am quite puerile and I love a bit of toilet humor.
Yeah. So. Exactly. It's such a weird thing to put in this like teen like romance thing. But that's great. So if you win, you make it to the front, you go for your poo, whatever. And he comes back and now she doesn't fancy him. Now she's like, oh, he's back to the old parappa. Like, I just love that, the fact that she was like getting so like turned on by the fact that he needed to have a poo. So he gets an invitation to a party and he's going with, he invites Sunny, I guess, or they arranged to go together. He picks her up and her dad... Oh God. Her dad is a like general, like an army type, but he's got a flower pot for a head. which I always found just great, just such a great image. The fact that she's a flower and he's a flower pot. it's so funny. So you go to this club and basically he gets on stage. He's got his name in the background. This is the big finale. All your teachers are there. And you play into this big crowd and he basically, the whole point of it is to kind of woo Sunny, but it's all about, I mean, to say like in between each of these, he's all about like, how am I going to do this? I got to believe.
Yeah.
Like, this whole thing of like, if you believe you can do it, you can make it or whatever. So throughout this like song, he's like trying to get the words right, but he's just going like, I've got to relieve or whatever. And then in my favorite, I got to receive. Wait, what?
Receive from who?
Excuse me? What is happening? And he's obviously trying to find the words, I've got to believe, whatever.
Yo, yo, yo! Check this out! It's party time in the house! Everybody, I'm wondering how you're feeling out there. You're feeling good? We're going to put on a show out there for everybody. Check this out!
There's also a new character here.
Yeah, it's...
There's a spider. It's like a Rastafarian spider.
Is it MC King Kong Bushy, I think, or whatever? Yeah, he's like a Rasta spider thing.
Yeah, but he's wearing a jacket like the Kingpin or something. He's quite a foreboding figure. He's got some serious presence, this guy.
He has, yeah. Yeah,
everybody and he's emceeing...
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, hype man. Hype the crowd up. And yeah, and basically it ends. If you succeed, you've wooed Sunny. And I guess you two are going out now or whatever. The show finishes. And then there's this weird sequence where like everyone's coming out of a cinema and they're going in to see the words "the end" appear on the cinema screen, which makes no sense. And then that's it. That's the end. It's such a weird ending that they're like sneaking into the end of a film, which I was like, okay. And then just the words "the end" come up and it's like, all right, cool.
It'd been good if it had just gone full circle back to the beginning. They were seeing the film from the beginning of the game.
Yeah. But maybe that is part of it. Because, you know, the idea is that you go back. And that's it. It's the end of the game. As I said before, you clear it once. You can actually go back and try and get the cool ranking now. And basically the difference being is that if you do it cool, You can do some freestyle rapping with some of the just pressing buttons and try and keep a freestyle rap going. And then, yeah, I think you get special ending. I don't know what it is. But you also get a bonus level, which is Sunny and Candy Cat, I think her name is, the other lady. And they're basically dancing on a table in front of all these like guys. And you can kind of spin the camera around. I'm just like, this is weird. Like they are literally basically like it's like a strip club or something like that, but with the clothes on. I don't know what is happening, just on the table. And that's it. And that's the end of Parappa the Rapper. It's very cute. It's very endearing. It's very like innocent in its own way. And yeah, I like the songs as well.
Me too. Did they ever release them on CD or vinyl?
I don't know. I think they did release them. They must have released them on a CD or something like that. I wonder if, because if you remember, like the PlayStation discs themselves, you could actually put into a CD player the tracks. Probably not for this one, I imagine, because you are interacting with the music. So you probably won't be able to do it this one anyway. But yeah, I'm not sure. Don't know if you've researched anything.
Yeah, let's go to Nerd's Corner and have a look. So in 2001, Tommy Boy put out a Parappa the Rapper record. Tommy Boy, legitimate hip-hop rap label. They put out Say I Gotta Believe as a single. Right.
Okay.
So this is really interesting. I'm literally just reading this. I didn't know this at all. But yeah, there's a picture disc in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently this is Parappa versus De La Soul.
Brilliant.
So this was a like promotional picture disc. It's a cool picture of Parappa on the disc. Parappa the Rapper 2. Oh, this is for the Parappa the Rapper 2. Mm. But that's pretty cool. Let me just get De La Soul involved.
Yeah, that is cool.
That is amazing. But yeah, just the fact that I'm just like, Tommy Boy put out something in the States. Amazing.
Mm.
They put it out as like a black label promo. But yeah, had Parappa the Rapper and De La Soul. Unbelievable. Brilliant.
I mean, he's a bit of a cult figure. I believe as well, not that long ago, maybe it's for the 20th anniversary thing. I think they released like the hat. You could buy the hat from the Sony store and all this stuff, which is quite cool. Any final thoughts on Parappa?
You can get the full soundtrack. Sorry, 1996.
Right.
Sony put it out in Japan. Only in Japan. 96, there's a CD. And 97, there's a limited edition picture disc,
mm-hmm.
which sounds really cool. Wow, I'm looking at it now and it looks awesome. It comes with a little Parappa. These are amazing. It comes with a Parappa like van, like a VW camper van. I'm guessing that has got a needle in it that you can probably put on the record to play it.
Right.
You've seen these? It's like a little van with a needle and a built-in speaker. Screw up the records.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've seen those.
There's loads of stuff on here. The CD's got 44 tracks. So, Jesus, God knows what all this is. I'm looking at the titles.
There'll probably be remixes and all this stuff, I imagine.
But that looks fun. Really cool.
Mm.
You can pick that up for 12 quid.
Yeah, just that having that mixture of, you know, gaming and music and all this stuff, it was a completely new experience. I know we've covered stuff like Rez before, for instance, which did something similar, took it another step, but in a different way. Yeah, it's great. I love everything about it. It's just nice. It's cute. It's short. It does have a difficulty curve. You'd be hard pushed to do a perfect run first time. Yeah, and it's one of the PlayStation classics, in my opinion. Dan, any parting words?
Well worth revisiting. If you like kind of, you know, you said short, fun kind of party game, as well. Good one to play with like a couple of friends.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. And yeah, especially if you like your Guitar Heroes and stuff, check it out. This was the OG, as it were.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, that's it for us this week. We'll be back next week and with a movie or music or whatever the fuck we want to do. And yeah, go to our normal stuff as always, Instagram at New Winter. Dan, do you want to do any plugs? Anything happening on your YouTube channel at the moment?
Yeah, Instagram, Dreadful Dan's Discs, and on YouTube, weekly music vinyl updates. So go and head over there, have a look. And I think that's it for us. We're going to head off and have a little battle rap, decide who gets to do a poo first.
Yeah, and then put it in a wrapper. a person. not a sweet wrapper. Cool. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening and see you on the next one. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Oddcast Movies, Music and Gaming. If you want to get in touch with us or get a movie, album or game put on our list to discuss, then email us at oddcastoddballs@gmail.com or anewwinterpodcast@gmail.com. This is part of a New Winter Podcast Network, so head on over to anewwinter.net to check out our other shows. You can also follow us on Instagram at anewwinter, Twitter at anewwinter, and you can head on over to our Patreon page, patreon.com/anewwinter. Thanks for listening and see you again soon.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.